Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, Roy Schweit in studio coming up. Pete Santilli, investigative journalist, January 6th expert. You're like, I don't care about January 6th. We know it's a fraud. It doesn't matter. That's their takeover plan. Lay out your big bombshell information, Pete Santilli.
Okay, two operatives yesterday. Basically, we have I call them the chimpanzees. They have hundreds and thousands of them that produce paper. They did the same thing back in 2014, 2016. Same methodology. It's an operation. They run it well in advance. They use social media. They lure in all the patriots. They have their provocateurs. They've got their FBI informants. They've got their CIA, I think, is involved. Obviously, at this level, we have Ukrainians on the ground we never heard about. But, ladies and gentlemen, here is what you should feel a sense of hope, is that the difference between what I went through and what all of these indicted and unindicted co-conspirators, including President Trump, have on their side is through all that experience, we know their methodology, they're getting caught in the act. What you're seeing with the January 6th show trials is nothing more than a continuation of the operation. The operation is to overthrow the United States of America. That these two operators yesterday, one of whom, I have his work product. He provided it to the FBI as a cooperative. I don't know if he was on the payroll. Well, that's yet to be determined in a court of law or through legal proceedings. We will certainly let all of the attorneys know, and they all know, all the criminal attorneys. And if you haven't been reached as of this morning, the word is out that the Jason V, as well as this other guy, Ayers, will be called in for depositions and testimony. And we're going to find out what their involvement was with in cooperating with the U.S. government to bear false witness, to give testimony as part of this operation to overthrow the United States of America. That we have known whistleblowers right now that have facial recognition of the frontline breach at the Capitol that day. That the good guys, the white hats, that have seen that those facial recognition IDs have essentially said that the majority of the people at that breach were on the payroll. They were friendlies. They were feds. Those whistleblowers are going to come forward. That once these trials start beginning, that we're going to expose the truth. We're going to bring these. Actually, let's say this to Mr. Merrick Garland, very loud and clear. We stand on the truth and righteousness. And you say that you're watching these proceedings. Well, Merrick Garland, we're also watching your overthrow of the United States of America as well. The truth will set us free. Of course, this is an info truth bomb across the bow of the DOJ, and it's not my first rodeo. This is going to be yet another example of you guys attempting to bring harm to the American people in our country. You need to hold power. You're so thirsty for power to run. Of course, your drug trafficking, human trafficking, the ballot scams, your election fraud scams. The truth will set us free, and it's going to happen in a court of law. And I believe that I'm standing here as a result of the Lord's miracles. I wouldn't be here. I faced four life sentences. That didn't scare me. I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death with each and every one of these defendants, because what they do not have, what they did not have, or what I didn't have compared to what they have now, is that I've got a whole heck of a lot of experience, and it's getting to all these attorneys. You will all be held accountable, each and every one of you, each and every one of you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to remember this name, Matthew Perna. The federal government brought its full force upon this man, a good man. Go look him up. He committed suicide. He couldn't withstand trial. His attorney struck a plea agreement. His co-defendant, Mr. Ayers, yesterday, I believe, is partly responsible for Matthew Perna's death. And that's a question mark yet to be determined. We will look into that. That Jason Van Tattenhove and all of these FBI cooperators from Bundy Ranch and Malheur, you're still operating. We're going to expose you, Daniel P. Love. Everything will come out in the open. All assets are deployed. All of President Trump's attorneys and a huge team of people to bring the truth forward.
All right, Pete Santilli, you are on fire. We love you. We'll talk to you very, very soon, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Royce White running for Congress against the evil Ilhan Omar, who just got booed by her own Somali constituents. Straight ahead, we're going to talk about going on the offense. Stay with us and tell everybody tune in now.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today that's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fortunę tanto, bo umera, si latifus nocelis. Fortuna vici, bo umera, sutra in preteris.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There are so many amazing congressional candidates out there, and we are so blessed to be able to talk to them, but amongst all those folks, Royce White's got victory written all over him with the NBA and MMA and so much more. RoyceWhite.us running for Congress against the evil Ilhan Omar. And he is in studio with us for the next 55 minutes. And he's hosting the fourth hour today, head of the War Room with Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. And Royce, it's great to have you here with us. Everybody's sick of January 6th. It has no viewers. Our listeners know we didn't do it on purpose. They know it was a setup. They don't want to hear about it, but they're trying to brand all opposition as terrorists, and it's a fiasco, so we've been covering it. I said, what do you want to hit first? Ukraine, the economy, the open borders, the gun grabs, the pedophile rings. You said, I want to hit January 6th first. We'll finish up with that and then move on to all the other big topics.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here, first and foremost. And, you know, for me, I've been watching the January 6th thing since it first broke out. And what stands out the most to me is the audacity of the federal government, this particular federal government, or the audacity of
this regime,
this media, this establishment. The audacity of it is, in short, what they are saying and what many even on the right in the Republican Party, the American First Movement have capitulated to is, under no circumstances should the federal government have to fear the people. And that's an audacious position for elected officials to be in. And I've been waiting for somebody.
You're quoting Thomas Jefferson. Yeah. Where there is liberty, the government fears the people. Where there is tyranny, the people fear the government.
It should be, in my opinion. And I've been waiting, as I've been watching the proceedings, I've been waiting for somebody to stand up or ask any of these people on the committee or any of these politicians that are in office right now who have commented on January 6th, under what set of circumstances would they see a hostile or violent revolt warranted as a litmus test? And I imagine that there would be no set of circumstances that they would believe.
Exactly. They're rejecting July 4th, the Declaration of Independence. If
outright,
we had Hitler as president.
Outright. Right. They're saying outright there's no set of circumstances where a violent revolt against the federal government is warranted. And that is the telltale sign of tyranny and authoritarianism.
Perfectly said. They're super weak, but that's what scares me. They're willing to do anything.
Absolutely. The ends justifies the means, and there's nothing more dangerous than that.
We can cover the waterfront here, Royce White. What do you want to get into now?
Well, you know, this is my first rodeo in politics. I came from the void. I was an athlete. I was a truther, you know, speaking about mental health and all of these sort of things, and speaking out against the NBA and the corporatocracy. So I haven't been very political.
You are ahead of your time because now the NBA has endorsed Chinese slavery, the murder of Uyghurs. I mean, it's crazy.
And not only that, I mean, mental health has become the other cultural coup that's taken place, you know, in the common and public square. But I haven't been very political. And I guess the most alarming thing for me stepping into politics for this election cycle is the Republican Party. Right. The Republican Party is completely controlled opposition.
Oh, it is.
It's absurd.
And it's the big problem.
It is. They are the outer bastion safeguard for the New World Order. And many of us have a huge problem with the leftists and the Democrat Party and their platform, which we are right to have a problem with. But the outer bastion is really the Republican Party.
I agree. The Democrats are easy to beat if it wasn't for the Republican loyal opposition.
State by state, community by community, the Republicans are the first line of defense to make sure that true American patriots do not get into the general elections. And in my campaign, in my primary, I'm running against a woman named Cicely Davis, who stood up before our convention, our CD5 convention, and won an endorsement by saying that abortion was red meat politics for the base. And then, you know, after this Roe v. Wade decision came down, she's celebrating the decision online, just as if the people who vote in my district or any district around the country are complete idiots. And we've accepted it, you know, and I commend you for what you said the other day when you were talking about the transgender piece. And I shot you a text and said it's one of the best sound bites I've ever heard. But it resonated and it's so true because you get the government you deserve. We spend a lot of time talking about the powers that be and the moral culpability in the crisis of leadership, which we have. But we've allowed it. We've accepted it. We've gotten too caught up in materialism and security, and we've traded away our freedom.
I agree. And now the chickens have come home to roost. I mean, I've got three stacks here of economic news. And as a man, I'm ready for this, but I get scared. I mean, $650 billion Biden's about to send to Ukraine. Not even hitting the news. Prices exploding everywhere. We can't even run our operation because the price is exploding. And they're just ignoring it. They're bringing down society. Well, what do you think is about to happen?
Well, I think they're trying to crash the economy. I think the only way you can bring about new world order is to have an economic crisis of biblical proportions. And to once again use chaos, just as they did post-World War II, to justify global governance. And this whole thing has been structured based on World War II, and many people that I go out and talk to in my district don't really understand the scope of time that this is all predicated on.
They want a worldwide Marshall Plan, in their own words, where they collapse the world, then they pose as the saviors.
Absolutely. And I just went back the other day and I posted Gaddafi's 2009 UN speech. And no matter what you think about Gaddafi or anybody, when you hear
Gaddafi compared to Biden or Obama's a great guy.
When you hear the truth, you should adhere to the truth. And the truth is that the UN, NATO, the Security Council, now it's the party of Davos, and this whole globalist agenda has masqueraded and spoken about it as though it's a conspiracy theory. And it's
and right tell folks what Gaddafi said, because
Gaddafi said that the inception of the United Nations may have been genuine in nature because of what happened with Hitler in Germany, but that the preamble of the United Nations does not line up with the charter, that all of the nations in the United Nations were supposed to be equal, yet the Security Council granted itself permanent seat.
A dictatorship.
That's right. And what they claimed was that this is the only way to keep war from breaking out as it did in World War II, but that's not what happened. 70 aggressive wars have happened, and the United Nations have
yet to end. And the UN oversees those predatory wars.
Absolutely. They are the dictators of who shall be the recipients of aggressive wars, and that's completely illegitimate.
Exactly. It's a way to let corporations wage war without ever being challenged.
Corporatocracy.
And finally, they run up against Russia and China, and they're not playing.
Well, the Russian people and the Chinese people have extremely national, ethno-national cultures and honor. And Vladimir Putin believes in the Russian people. And President Xi, the Chinese, they believe the Chinese people have the mandate from heaven. So they're very proud people.
And we're not endorsing any of that. The point is the globalists are running up against something they can't beat.
Yeah, the point is that, you know, there's a four-player jump ball. You got the free people of the world, the small man, the little man who sits beneath the powers that be, and then you have the globalists, and then you have China and Russia. And you know, China and Russia are national dictatorships, and the Party of Davos is an international dictatorship. It's just a jump ball.
Gut level, how do you see it unfolding?
I would say that Vladimir Putin's not gonna back off, and that the war that will unfold, or the conflict that will continue to brew between Russia and Ukraine, will lead to a globalist and American justification to revoke rights and continue to send money to.
Well, that's what Putin said. He said, "We haven't even started a fight. We're fully committed."
Yeah, they're all in.
$650 billion proposed by the IMF yesterday.
I mean, that's treason, in my opinion.
Royce White's our guest. We're going to talk about American politics. We're going to talk about the world. We're going to talk about political correctness, transgenderism. We're going to talk about everything straight ahead. How do people find your congressional site? How do they get involved? What you're doing?
RoyceWhite.us, that's our campaign website. Please stop by if you can and give a donation if you're so inclined. We are fighting against the establishment, even in the Republican Party.
Wow, what a historic time to be alive. Royce White is in studio. He'll be hosting the fourth hour today. Get ready for it and spread the word, because what we're doing here, they tried to shut down. What we're doing here is game-changing. The people coming together for justice and freedom. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Minnesota. His name is Royce White. He's our guest now in studio. Let's talk about her. We covered it last week. She got booed out of a Somali event saying, get out of Minnesota, get out of America. I think that's a very good sign.
Yeah, I would say so. You know, I think ultimately the Somali people have not been, if you live in Minnesota, if you live in the Twin Cities, we have one of the biggest Somali immigrant communities in America. And it's been that way since I was a child in grade school. And they're not very well assimilated people. They don't really speak the language. So there are people that were vulnerable to have a prop and puppet put in front of them and represent them. And now that they're starting to learn a little bit more about some of these progressive policies that Ilhan Omar is promoting, they're not in alignment with it.
Wow, that's huge.
I mean, look, where in the Muslim culture is it okay to be gay or to abort kids? It's just not a part of the Muslim faith. There are many problems with the Muslim faith and the Muslim doctrine and the way that it's practiced in modern times across the world. But by and large, just fundamentally, there is no homosexuality or abortion in Muslim culture.
So who does she really work for?
Well, you got to ask yourself who got out of Somalia. The same people who we left behind in Afghanistan, right? Security state assets. So, you know, her dad was probably a security state asset, and she was born and bred into a security state asset family, and she popped up out of nowhere, and all of her moves and actions say that she works for herself, and that is kind of the globalist motif. They have no allegiance to any culture or nation. They are a cabal of independent opportunists.
She is so arrogant. How can we get behind what you're doing to defeat her?
Well, definitely you can go and donate, but the bigger issue is we have to fight off the controlled opposition and continue to call that out at every turn. I have to get through a very tough primary, so spread the word to your Minnesota CD5 or Minnesotans in general about the race, because very seldom does a candidate who wasn't endorsed by the party win a race in Minnesota. It has happened on some occasions, and this is a race that is tracking in polls to say that I have a very, very strong chance of winning this primary just because of a lack of action and activity by my opponent. But my opponent was walked into the CD5 convention where the endorsement happens by the former CD chair. And they all said globalism, the Fed, abortion, the Church of LGBTQ, all red meat for the base. I live Minnesota, and the Minnesota GOP is an outpost of Democrats.
Absolutely. So as this awakening happening and starts unfolding, how do you see the establishment trying to block it, just ignoring what you're doing?
Well, I mean, they're not that brazen. And I guess what is a good strategy here going forward is that people who have prominent platforms independently of politics get into politics, because it makes it a lot harder for the establishment to block them or ignore them. So the Minnesota GOP hasn't been able to come outright and say, we don't like Royce or don't support Royce, or, you know, they just kind of try and play the party template and landscape and throw everything off on that. But there couldn't be more contrast between me and my primary opponent. And I don't think there could be any more contrast between true America First candidates in this election cycle and the establishment Republicans.
Well, here's the good news. They're scared of you.
Yeah.
And They know the future. And so by running regardless, you win. What do you think, just big picture, 35,000-foot view, the Democrats are going to do with 118 days from the midterms and everybody's turning against them? What do you think they're going to do?
Well, I mean, if it was me and I was them, I'd be planning to cheat. I mean, that's just, I mean, you know, it's, yeah, I would be planning to cheat if I were them, but I'm not. And, you know, I don't think they're not a group that believe in fair play. They believe that the ends justifies the means. Us American patriots, you know, as a sportsman, a square game is baked into our culture. Whether you win, lose, or draw, a fair game is supposed to be a prerequisite of American competition and American values. That's kind of what America has been about. The corporatocracy has hijacked that culture, and they've made it a win by any means. And that's kind of the motif that the globalists play at the global scale. But there's no way that they're going to be able to get through this midterm election with the momentum and the, you know, the balls that they've dropped along the way in the first 2 years of this regime.
I agree. I mean, they meant to put Biden in to be a puppet, but he has fallen apart even worse than they thought he would.
I think he's the fall guy. I think he was always the cutout. I think that they, you know, they used him as a sort of transitory figure that would be easy to justify cutting out when the time was right. And they plan to use him as a stopgap to go even more progressive in the future. And you see that with the promotion of an AOC or Pete Buttigieg as potential future.
I agree. So how do you see it in the next 118 days ahead of the midterms? What do they do to Biden? Because it's, even the New York Times is like, we got to get rid of him. So that's the big question. What happens?
Maybe he gets sick. You know, maybe he resigns. Maybe he steps away. A whole host of things could happen. But I know that the momentum of the America First movement, even in the black community where I come from, where people have traditionally voted Democrat, they are completely open to not only voting Republican, but actually understanding what the Democrats have done over the course of the past, you know, three, four generations.
I think what you're saying is we're seeing the death of the Democratic Party right now. But like you said, the Republican leadership's controlled. So what do you see coming out of that?
Well, that is the real. Well, number one, the death of the Democrat Party is going to foster a desperation from the Democrats. But also, the worst thing that could happen is that we have a red wave in November and the majority of them be, let's say, spooks, political spooks, right? They're not really America First candidates, but they ride the America First cultural momentum and narrative. And I see that happening. Again, my primary opponent was draped in Donald Trump when she popped onto the scene. She has used the America First platform at every turn when she can. But at her heart, in her heart, she's a Democrat. And I think there are a lot of people who may be running America First right now that we need to take a real strong look at vetting now.
Well, that's right. Sure, go ahead.
If somebody's saying that they're America First versus being a Democrat, we'll take the America First candidate, but let's hold them to their values. And I think there's some clear dividing lines on some of these key issues that we should be very settled on. The Ukraine and the spending and the involvement is one. The sanctity of life with abortion is another. The expansion of government in general and the welfare state is probably the third. And so, you know, there's some issues that we should have some litmus tests on at this point about which people are really America First.
Roy Swine, I totally agree with you. And whether they steal it this time or the next, I just see victory at every level. The awakening's huge. But at the same time, they might start a war with Russia before we ever fix things.
To me, the most important thing is that we continue to spread the word, a genuine word, about where the spirit of this country is going. And that way, if they cheat, the sentiment will resonate and be there within the people that they feel cheated. Up until this point, people don't feel cheated because many people don't pay attention.
All right, you're going to host the fourth hour, but when we come back, don't listen to me. I want you to turn loose to 2 million people an hour tune in conservatively. I want you to give it to them both barrels, Roy.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at thebiopros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or thebiopros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Royce White's our guest in studio. He'll be hosting the fourth hour today. And I said, what do you want to hit next? He said, inflation and the economy. I mentioned this earlier. Here's some of the headlines. Democrats demand $650 billion. What, $68 billion so far? Hell, we put up with that. Why not $150 million in IMF and World Bank money for them to launder? Inflation hits a 40-year high. What's next for shoppers? U.S. inflation exploding. World Economic Forum vows to buy up Dutch farmers after barring them to farm. I mean, it's just insane level criminal activity. U.S. consumer prices soar in June. Americans' real wages fall 15 straight months. why Sri Lanka is facing the worst economic crisis. 2 years ago, they put the same policies the UN wants in. This is insane. Royce White, inflation, the economy, the Great Reset.
Well, it's stealing is what it is. They're stealing from the American people. And anytime you spend against the deficit like we have in this country right now, it's stealing. It's criminal. And, you know, the bigger issue is when your government's stealing, everybody's stealing. And we talk about the cultural decay, and we look across the country at crime rates and all of the things that are going on around crime. And, you know, the black community is afflicted with it more than any, or minority communities, which they say they want to try and save and lift up. But all of these policies are aimed at chaos, are aimed at self-destruction, and a plan to manage destruction and decline of this country. It's quite impressive that they've been able to get the American people to believe they're working in their interests.
Continue.
Yeah, I mean, I come from a community where people are just radically, radically high with materialism. I mean, the radical materialism has reached a level that's almost absurd. You know, if you know more about your favorite TV series on Netflix than you do the financial policies of this country or the Federal Reserve, let's say, or if you know 10, 11, 12 Netflix series, Netflix original series, and you don't even know what the IMF is, and that's not this audience, but a good portion of America is this way.
They're in La La Land.
They're in bliss. Yeah, and bliss is not the same as peace. I see it all the time in my own immediate community, in my own immediate world, in my own immediate life with friends, family, people, you know, that, you know, I wear the shirt, the United States of the Federal Reserve. They have no clue, but they're curious. And I think there's an optimism to have about people are starting to wake up. But, you know, we're in a crisis right now. This crisis is right now. It's on. They are not kidding around, and they're going to throw a Hail Mary.
Well, that's the thing. They wanted a collapse they wouldn't get blamed for to be the saviors, but it's happening. They're getting the blame with educated people, but they're still moving forward. This is going to be explosive.
You know, all signs point to a calamity. And you know, in most times in history, people have said of those who prophesize calamity that we're just fear-mongering. But this is not fear-mongering. This has been the buildup of many turning points that didn't end in calamity, that now are streamlined towards calamity.
And they're saying the policy of Klaus Schwab is you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing. I mean, why do you think they're so honest about that?
Because they've done a very good job at making people like you or painting people like you out to be conspiracy theorists. And they've done a very good job. And look, the entire mainstream establishment is in on it, and you know that better than any. But I think a lot of people still have a tough time believing that the CIA went on the record and said, we'll know our disinformation campaign is complete when everything the American public believes is false. And they are very close to that. Now, there's a small thread of divinity that's playing out right now of people that are so moved and motivated by the truth that they won't stand in alignment with the establishment. And that's why we're having that counter movement of awakening. And Donald Trump helped move that along. You've been helping move that along for a long time. Bannon's helping move that along. There are a number of people across the spectrum that are helping move that along. And I'm just proud to be one of them.
And I'm glad to hear that Roger forgives Steve Bannon. And I like both guys. And we need to just stop our differences and move forward.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. I was watching in the back, and I don't know the history really behind Steve and Roger's beef, but Steve brought me into the movement, and I give him his credit for that.
And I think Bannon does great work. And Jesus says you judge a tree by its fruits.
You know, he's my mentor, and he's a friend, and I think he's an American hero. And without him, I wouldn't be in this American populist movement.
He's definitely got big balls.
I joke that I'm a little further right than Bannon is. Me and him joke about that all the time. I consider myself an American first Christian sovereignist, which by Joe Biden standards would make me a domestic terrorist. But
define what that means.
I believe the scope of governance is just way out of control on many levels. The scope of governance has to shrink down And the best way to shrink it down is to go back to our founding values, which were Christian values.
Exactly. We're not imposing them, but we're going to follow them ourselves.
Well, I heard somebody say this the other day. Your guy Rogan, he was on, I don't know if this was a recent episode, but the guy who he's on with often, his name's Duncan, maybe?
Russell.
Little high-pitched voice. Yeah. Funny guy. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, you know, they were talking about the Roe v. Wade thing. And both of them kind of insinuated that us far right-wing Christian fundamentalists want to go to theocracy. We don't want a theocracy. Joe, Duncan, we don't want an anti-God theocracy. There's plenty of people, there's plenty of room for people in this movement that don't believe in God or don't have...
The left's trying to make us conform to them, exactly.
But this is what I'm saying. There's plenty of... Your faith, your journey in faith, if you're a true Christian and believe in Christianity fundamentally, a person's individual faith in God is a personal journey, and many people fall short of that on multiple occasions across a lifetime. We don't want to start to move people out of the movement or create a wall for people who don't have faith or don't believe in God. But we don't want people who are anti-God, and we don't want Satanists. And the people who are on the fence, like Joe, even, who I respect and I love him, he does a great job. But he is absent to the prevalence of a true satanic effort.
He doesn't admit there's evil out there. And I know Joe well.
That's a problem.
And I don't want to say we've had a falling out. We haven't. But he moved to Austin 2 years ago. We hang out all the time. But he wants to play both sides. And I've told him that. And he knows he's doing that.
Yeah. No, and I, again, Joe stood in the breach and provided a platform for information to
flow. When it was do or die time, he exposed the vaccine and COVID.
But even before, I mean, even going back to when you first went on Joe's show, he was holding the breach to provide a counter for the onslaught and avalanche of globalist establishment information. Still, we are where we are today. And if you don't recognize the presence of evil, we cannot be properly armed to fight against it.
You're right. He never recognizes it's organized.
There's nothing wrong. If you don't believe in God, that's a personal thing. But you can't be anti-God and you can't be a Satanist. And the promotion of the Church of LGBTQ, as you explained a week back or a couple weeks back, where they're dressing 200-pound men up as space demons and putting them up next to little kids at schools. And the open promotion of genocide and abortion are explicitly anti-God and satanic.
And if we do that, we're cursed.
You can't be... I don't even get the argument. And Duncan goes, you know, Duncan's sitting there and he says, you got to let women do what they want to do with their body. What about the baby's body? I mean, that's, I don't even get the argument.
And what about the left is saying it's a sacrament? That's what killed them, is they admit we want to kill babies.
What about the fact that probably half of the 63 million abortions were women? So women only have rights if they're born and given a gender. So you have to be assigned a gender post birth to have human rights or civil rights or American rights.
No, you're right. It's an attack on our rights overall. All right. Royce White's our guest. He's hosting the fourth hour. We're going to come back and talk about the economy, talk about the election, talk about the LGBT and men and women's sports, and so much more straight ahead. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. And check him out at RoyceWhite.substack.com and RoyceWhite.us. He's running for Congress against that monster, Ilhan Omar. If you don't get behind him, well, you're just attacking your own self and your own family. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
White's our guest in studio. He's about to host the fourth hour today. I'm Alex Jones. Thanks for joining us. Royce, I want to hit some other issues, but what are you going to cover when you host the next hour?
Sacred honor, national honor. I'm just going to go off on an hour about the loss of sacred honor, national honor, and my experience, 31 years of how we got to this place. Personal experience. I'll probably talk a bit about Ilhan, Joe Biden. I want to touch on Gaddafi. I want to touch on some of the security state and deep state, because I really believe that the number one enemy of the American people are the security state, the deep state, and the administrative state.
And the good news is, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, that wasn't front and center. It's front and center now.
Oh, right out there in the open. Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen in the midterms? What do you think is going to happen with Trump?
Well, Donald Trump's in a very unique position to cast a great hand in saving this nation or putting this nation back on track. But he can't do it by just being him. He, like all of us, are going to have to dig deep and find a transcendent place to win this next round. And you know, it starts with the midterms, but going into 2024, you know, there are some decisions that he's going to have to make, even about the people who are around him. In order for us to be victorious and to really jump over the hurdles in front of us.
Well, I totally agree with you. It's such an epic moment. The globalists said they'd shut the economy off to bring us to heel, but they're going to get the blame for it now. It's not going the way they wanted, in my view. How do you see their great reset unfolding?
I think the three heralds are going to have to be violence, whether that be civil unrest or war. Those are the two horns of a violent outbreak, famine, which is the product or result of a currency collapse. And plague. So I think, you know, those are the three. And we may get to a place where, and I think we already are at this place where just all out, you know, technocratic dystopia holds the people in place. But those other three are going to be the way to expedite authoritarianism.
What do you make of the Hunter Biden? I'm sure you looked at some of it.
He's a crackhead. It's just absurd. Look, if you do crack, you're a crackhead. I mean, I don't understand what the toss up is about it. And him being a crackhead per se is not an indictment of Joe Biden. I mean, I have four kids myself and I have friends and I have people who have been on drugs and have lived lifestyles I don't agree with, and it can't all be blamed on their parents. However, the attempt from this regime and the establishment to protect Hunter Biden is an indictment on Joe Biden and the establishment. If I was Joe Biden, I would come out and say, listen, this guy's, you know, my kid's a bad apple and I don't agree with his behavior.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got the video. In fact, try to cue it up where it's Joe Biden in the Senate saying, if we catch you with a dime size, we're going to put you in jail for 5 years. Yeah. Then his son's got backpacks full of it and that's okay.
No,
that's sick.
The rules don't apply to them. And that's also, also, the message that's being sent from January 6th is we can do what we want. You, the people, are our subjects. And we are living in a serf society, and they view themselves as the lords of a monarch England or Europe.
And I agree with you. So what are they going to do as everybody turns against them, which is happening now? They still seem to be delusional. Like January 6th has almost no viewers. Whole show, it's backfiring on them. They don't care. They just double down.
Yeah, they got to crank up the propaganda, and they're going to have to crank up the chaos. And that's the one thing that makes me fearful is because the narrative is not sticking and people are starting to wake up. You can only assume that they're going to try and elevate the manipulation and try and snake their way or create a workaround for their end goal, or they're going to have to just go all out for it right now in the 2-minute drill. And that 2-minute drill is scary, and it's monkeypox. That was a brief scare, but you know we know that the bioweapons are on deck. We know that the technocratic dystopia is right around the corner, if not already in our house today, with the security state and the surveillance and all of these things. So it won't be long before the electronic payments and all of that stuff is going to be predicated on your subservience and surrender to the New World Order.
I totally agree with you. Since we mentioned it, here's that clip of Senator Biden saying 5 years in prison for a tiny piece of crack, and then his son is a crackhead. Here's the video.
If you have a piece of crack cocaine no bigger than this quarter that I'm holding in my hand, $0.25, we passed a law through the leadership of Senator Thurman and myself and others,
okay.
A law that says if you're caught with that, you go to jail for 5 years. You get no probation. You get nothing other than 5 years in jail. Judge doesn't have a choice. Under our forfeiture statutes, the government can, take everything you own, everything from your car to your house, your bank account, not merely what they confiscate in terms of the dollars from the transaction that you just got caught engaging in. They can take everything. I don't care why they've become a sociopath. We have an obligation to cordon them off from the rest of society. They are in jail.
How about black people?
Away from my mother, your husband, our families. So I don't want to ask what made them do this. They must be taken off the street.
What?
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to watch as a black man. And I don't want to double down or dig into race because I think race is the ultimate.
But the CIA did target black communities in L.A. and everywhere else with it. That's the time it was happening. He was running it with the KKK Grand Wizard,
that,
Robert Byrd.
That,
I mean, it's disgusting. And then they call us racist because we support freedom.
The problem with that, Joe Biden's a Republican.
Yeah.
That, and, you know, one of the big issues, I think, culturally in this country right now, let's say with the black community, for example, or the drug epidemic, and I do feel a personal sense of responsibility and connection to the black community and how we currently plague this country with our having not risen up to the call or the duty as American citizens. But make no mistake.
I mean, there is blame, but when it's targeted, you got to, like, there's a targeting.
Make no mistake about it. The black community is in the condition it's in because at one point in this country's history, and that was the tail end of it, but that was the tail end of it, our security state was more afraid of black political organization than it was black on black violence or black black drug addiction or criminal or black crime.
And I agree. That's why it's so exciting to see so many great populist black leaders rising. Yeah. That's beautiful.
And I'm trying to bring that ministry of truth into the belly of the beast. And it is a beast. It is a place where people have become radically detached from faith, from sacred honor, from love and hope.
But it is true. What was done to the black community is the blueprint for everybody.
It was the pilot. It was the beta test. And what they learned from the crack epidemic or the drug wave between late 60s and mid 80s. Not only from a jurisprudence standpoint, but from a psychological standpoint, was the blueprint for big tech. They took the psychological data that they mined from watching behavior from drug addiction during the drug wave
and put it into the dopamine.
They put it into the dopamine. That's when you're on social media, you're playing a slot machine at the casino, slot machines, and they're open about it.
They call the casino gulag.
And they're basically saying, our drug is so good, we can tell you that it's going to kill you, and you'll still take it. I mean, the audacity of the grandiosity of the federal government and the elitists in America.
Totally predatory. And what we got to get is, it doesn't matter whether you're black or white or whatever, it's going to eat you too.
Absolutely. But black people do have to correct that history and stand up.
No, absolutely. Don't be victims. Don't buy. Exactly.
Jump ship. You got to jump ship right now. Understand that when Joe Biden stood up there, he was a puppet for a much broader agenda that we have to deviate from in order to save this.
But what you're saying is key. People are victims, but don't buy into that victimhood. Transcend it. And don't buy into the leftist policies of the same group that did it.
I mean, yeah, that's just insane. The same people who were predatory against you and manipulated you and created that chaos or that circumstance for chaos are the people who are now saying they want to save you.
And now they're saying they're going to cut all our boys' genitals off. I mean, these people are sick.
Well, that's satanic to the max. That's just a stress test. They're just checking to see if people have any more
faith
in God.
It's 100% a stress test. On fire. Royce White's our guest. He's going to host the fourth hour ahead of Owen Schroyer in 60 minutes. We're going to air a tape. You're going to sit right here, brother, and take over. I'm going to eat my lunch and watch you, and I love you.
Thanks for coming here, brother.
Godspeed,
brother.
Love you. I want you to get in Congress regardless. We appreciate you fighting.
Thank you, brother.
It's a badass American and patriot right there. All right, we'll be right back. And, again, I'm very blessed to be here in defiance of their evil and tyranny because God's watching. Hour number four is 2 minutes away. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.